This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine amidst the coronavirus epidemic. Of course, that's topic A on today's broadcast, and you can call us 877-726-8255. That's our number when we're on the air. It's also our number when we're not in the air, and that means you can call anytime you like, Monday through Sunday, 877-726-8255, 24/7, and you can record a question, as did this caller. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman, good afternoon. I appreciate all that you do with your program. I had supposedly type A influenza at the beginning of February, and I was really set back for weeks. You know, I'm usually very active, baby boomer, but it really knocked me in the pants. So I'm wondering, can you get the influenza and also the COVID-19? And also, since the COVID-19 is a type of virus that's similar to the common cold, when they do the testing for it, is it specific for the COVID-19 or just any corona type virus? Thank you very much.
Okay, that's really an excellent question, which is, can you simultaneously have the common flu, influenza type A or type B, H1, N1, the influenzas that haunt us on an annual basis and cycle back and for which the flu shot is designated, and simultaneously have coronavirus? And that's a question that has not been properly answered. And one of the problems was that early in this epidemic, what they did is, when people were very sick with respiratory symptoms, the first thing they would do, because they have rapid diagnostic tests for the flu, is they would test people for the flu, like you, and they would come up with an answer, either you do or you don't have the flu. And when it turned out positive, they would say, fine, this is the flu. This is not the coronavirus. Don't worry about it. You just have a regular flu. Go home. We're not even going to test you for coronavirus. That was the testing protocol until recently. So I'm not sure what they're going to do in instances like this going forward. I don't think they know the answer yet. Because it may be that people can simultaneously be affected by the influenza bug as well as the coronavirus. And that would be kind of a perfect storm. We recently had a guest, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who was talking to us about NT factor last week. And his belief is that some of the sickest patients with coronavirus are suffering from multiple infections. They may have other types of viruses or mycoplasma, or even latent Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases. And that's what's making them even sicker when the coronavirus triggers kind of an immune system meltdown. And it's kind of a perfect storm of synergistic infectious agents tearing down the immune system. So, as to your question about the specificity of the new coronavirus tests, yes, coronaviruses are generically a bunch of things that range from the common cold. Coronavirus is one of the things that may be causing the common cold, although there are other viruses. And that's just the generic umbrella of a bunch of viruses that include the SARS virus, that hit hard in the early 2000s, and then the MERS virus. And we've designated the virus that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, which means this is the second SARS coronavirus that's been identified. It's similar in some ways to SARS. It seems to spread more easily, but fortunately it's less fatal because fatality rates for the original SARS virus that kind of petered out, it burned itself out very quickly and didn't become a worldwide pandemic. Fatality rates were like 15% to 30%. Same thing with MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Very high fatality rate, but also it seemed to be, it didn't spread as readily. So less severe, more communicable. And, you know, this kind of is a lead into an important subject, because how are we going to get out of this? You know, we've done a pretty good job locking down America. And sometimes it's hard to impart a public health message and discipline the population to do something that's pretty onerous, which is to stay home, not collect a paycheck, not to see our loved ones, not to go out to movies and do our usual activity, wear masks, distance ourselves, wait patiently in line to go to stores because they only let a certain number of people in, receive our food through delivery windows as opposed and drive-ins as opposed to going into the store. All kind of amazing compliance over just a very short time, just a matter of a couple of weeks. People are falling into line. But how do we reverse this? When will it be safe to go out of the water? You know, the question is, we've gone into the water. When will it be safe to go out of the water? And testing really is going to be the key to that. And what we have now is some pretty incomplete statistics. We don't even have the faintest idea the number of people who've been affected by this. It's suspected that this may have emerged from China a lot sooner than we thought. And a lot of people have been pretty sick this winter and spring. They weren't tested. They recovered. Maybe they had the coronavirus. Was no way of knowing now, because even if we were to test them with the currently available tests, they would no longer show positive. These are tests that are commonly referred to as PCR tests. They test for the presence of the virus, but they don't test for the echo or the immune system imprint of the virus. And we need those tests. They're being fast-tracked. Everybody's talking about them. You even hear a lot of conversation about them at those presidential press conferences. The doctors doing a pretty good job of explaining to the public that we're racing to implement these antibody tests. And the antibody tests will tell us who's been exposed. And that's a good thing, because you may be one of the lucky people who, unbeknownst to you, you've been exposed. Your immune system has developed a response to this. And it's safe for you to go outside and go back to work. But we need to establish two things. Number one, whether you've been exposed. Number two, whether you're still infectious. Because it appears that people who've had it may be asymptomatic, or they may seem to have recovered, but they still may be infectious. So we really need two-stage testing. We need test of like very widespread testing of the populace to see who's had it, who hasn't had it, who's still infectious, who's not infectious. And then we can begin to unravel this and get back to some sort of economic sanity. Get people back to work, get this economy back on its feet, keep the stock market from plummeting and keep our financial system from imploding. That's really the top of the discussion in very high circles, is how to get the economy started again. And testing is going to be the key. We can't test every single American. I mean, that would be the goal, to do 330 million tests in the United States, and maybe eventually we'll develop the capacity to do that. But what we need to do is we need to conduct the testing the way we do polls. Now, right now, you can find out, you know, who's ahead, Biden or Trump, based on polling. Well, we're not asking every single American what their opinion is. We're doing it on a representative sample, and we need to do representative sampling, especially with the new antibody test, to go out among the general populace in various regions and find out how pervasive is it, how fast has it spread. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll see something emerging called herd immunity, which means that around the point where somewhere in the range of 60-80% of the population has been affected, that means the virus will stop spreading. That's the idea behind vaccines. If we can get, you know, if like only 10% of people take vaccines, that's no good because 90% of people are unprotected. But if 60-80% of people take vaccines, and by the way, I'm not discounting the potential for side effects of vaccines. It's a whole other story. But if we perfect a vaccine, or if a lot of people just get infected by, you know, the fact that this has been out and about for a lot longer than we think, then we will develop herd immunity. And the number of cases will start to decline. The people who we're seeing sick and dying in our emergency rooms, these are people who may have contracted the virus 2 weeks ago, before the general lockdown. And so we're bound to see a flattening of the curve and maybe a decline. We're already seeing signs of that in Seattle and in Westchester, soon in New York City. And we're going to be on the downslope of the curve of mortality and morbidity, the number of sick people. And pretty soon, we're going to have to contemplate how we're going to emerge from this and when is it safe to go back outside. And those tests will be crucial in helping us to make that decision. All right, 877-726-8255. We welcome your questions, your calls. We've got lots more to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about resveratrol and other subjects as we continue our coverage of COVID-19 here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it's no secret that under the current circumstances, as we confront the coronavirus pandemic, that there's a lot of stress and apprehension about getting it, stress and apprehension about our jobs and our economy and our savings. And recently, I had the opportunity to talk to Dr. Neil Levin, who develops products for Protocol for Life Balance, about natural products for stress relief. And that's important because stress undermines your immune system. So under circumstances of stress, we need to fortify our immunity even to a greater extent. So here's a heads up on some of those products. You know, it's important that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is full script. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, and these are some of the ones we discussed on the podcast, Several stand out which help support positive mood and relaxation. They include GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. And of course, with current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data, and they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. We're making them available via FullScript, and the way to get there is at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. So please check them out. 877-726-8255. We've got a recorded call, so let's take that now.
Hi, I have a question about elderberry. Is there any contraindication between elderberry and somebody on Eliquis? Thanks for your answer.
Okay, well, Eliquis is a blood thinner. And yes, there are some things that you may have to exercise caution with when you take Eliquis. You know, among them, very high-dose garlic, high-dose fish oil, perhaps high-dose vitamin E. Although I think you have to look at those on an individual basis, because a lot of people can keep taking modest doses of even those things that have a blood-thinning effect while you're taking Eliquis. They should not interfere, but, you know, your doctor can monitor you while you take your ordinary supplements. But there is absolutely no reason to think that elderberry, which has very little in the way of blood-thinning effects, can have an impact on Eliquis. There's, in terms of other interactions, there are some supplements that can accelerate the metabolism of certain medications. There's some supplements that can interfere with the metabolism of certain medications. So what you get is either an amping up of the effect of certain drugs, or you get a reduction in their efficacy. So one of the things that might be concerning is if you take St. John's wort, for example, that's good for depression, but it may actually reduce the efficacy of certain medications. Conversely, if you take a lot of grapefruit seed, grapefruit extract may actually block the metabolism of certain drugs, which means that the drug levels accumulate. So you have to be careful with there's a grapefruit drug interaction. These are some things you can ask your pharmacist or your integrative physician about if you're planning to take supplements along with your medication. And there are directories online that show drug nutrient and drug supplement interactions. You can check those out as well. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We're helping you through the coronavirus crisis. I'm here. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CB Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's our coronavirus special because what else is there to talk about? You know, cancer, heart disease, all those seem to pale as we focus exclusively on the hidden menace that is threatening us all and causing us to cower in fear, lock down, and wear masks. 877-726-8255 is our number. And there are many supplements that have strong potential for helping to protect us from coronavirus or to support us if we come down with it. And I've been attending a lot of webinars, doing a lot of research, doing a lot of writing on this subject, and you can find a ton of resources at my website at drhoffman.com. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you'll get extra special editions of our newsletter. Usually crank it out once a week. We're amping it up to two or three editions a week with cutting-edge new findings on coronavirus. And one of the natural substances that keeps coming up, you know, we mentioned elderberry and rosemary and oregano, and yeah, there's vitamins A, C, D, zinc, selenium, N-acetylcysteine. All these are plausible. One that keeps coming up and is highly favored by some of the experts that I really respect is resveratrol. And, you know, it's not enough to demonstrate that something has immune-supportive effects or that it works against certain viruses. This coronavirus is new. It's distinct. We need a precedent. We need something to really make us think that the things that in the past we thought worked for the flu or ordinary colds really might be relevant to this new dangerous coronavirus. And in resveratrol, we have a very strong candidate. And I have in front of me an article published in 2017, which talks about a coronavirus, the MERS coronavirus, that circulated around in the early 2000s. That was the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, or MERS. It was thought to have come from camels. So if you think China is always the source of these things, this one originated probably in the Middle East. That's why it was called MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Very dangerous, killed up to 15 to 30% of people who contracted it, and ultimately petered out. But when it was circulating around, they were very apprehensive that it would keep coming back to haunt us. It never did. And they never did come up with a treatment. There was no medical treatment for this. And even years later, in this article, written in 2017, and MERS occurred in the early 2000s, they say, up to date, there is no approved or licensed vaccine or antiviral medicine that can be used to treat MERS coronavirus-infected patients. But in this paper, they analyzed the antiviral activities of resveratrol, which, of course, is a natural compound found in grape seeds and skin and in red wine, against MERS. And they did a lot of sophisticated testing. And I'm going to add this caveat. This was what's called in vitro testing in the test tube. And we can infer a lot from test tube studies, but we really have to see where the rubber meets the road, because these were not human trials in people with MERS, because MERS had already disappeared. But we really need to do some very, very careful research about the potential for resveratrol to neutralize the current coronavirus that's causing COVID-19. And the language in this paper is very technical. I'm going to try and spare you, but we have to go there a little bit as I recite the results. They say resveratrol significantly inhibited MERS coronavirus infection, prolonged cellular survival after virus infection via a variety of mechanisms. They say we first demonstrated that resveratrol is a potent anti-MERS agent in vitro, that is, in the test tube. We perceive that resveratrol can be a potential antiviral agent against MERS coronavirus infection in the near future. Well, little did they envision that, no, it wasn't going to be MERS. It was going to be the virus that causes COVID-19, a variant, a part of the same family of viruses, but a new and distinct and far more contagious but less deadly coronavirus. So the mechanisms that they cite, in terms of the possible antiviral mechanisms for resveratrol, resveratrol has been reported to activate the ERK1-2 signaling pathway and promote cell proliferation and enhance sirtuin-1 signaling. There's the technical terms, both of which are related to cellular survival and DNA repair in response to DNA damage. Resveratrol may reduce the inflammation by interfering with the NF-kappa-B pathway. For those of you who are in integrative medicine, that's a real buzzword. NF-kappa-B is the pathway that mediates many forms of inflammation and cellular destruction. Also, there is a reduction of what's called virus-induced apoptosis by resveratrol. Apoptosis means destruction of the cells, cell suicide. Viruses cause cells to undergo self-destruction, and resveratrol appears to promote cell survival and reduce virus-induced apoptosis or self-destruction. So through a variety of mechanisms, some of which are, I think, too technical to burden you with, it appears that resveratrol could be a potent agent against coronavirus. And, you know, look, this is a great thing to take on a daily basis anyway, right? For cardiovascular protection. It's the secret to the French paradox, by which the French seem to be relatively protected from cardiovascular disease while they puff on their Gauloises and eat their fatty pâté and caloric cheeses and pastries. They enjoy relative protection from cardiovascular disease, and some think it's the French paradox. It's due to their high consumption of resveratrol in red wine, which may make the difference for cardiovascular protection and may ultimately confer antiviral effects. So I personally take resveratrol with quercetin. That's one of my favorite daily supplements. And hopefully I'll, you know, pass that along to you as a suggestion. Let's take one of our callers. Let's hear from 877-726-8255 being our number. Welcome.
This is David out in Iowa. I've been listening about the virus and stuff. I know it's a medical fact that when you have depression and you have fear, that your immune system drops. And I was just wondering if when you keep telling yourself, oh, I'm going to die, you're probably going to die if you think I'm going to be positive about this, and I'm going to have a positive attitude, and maybe take an anxiety pill or something like that to calm you down so that your brain can send the signal to the rest of your body to build up an immunity to whatever you're worried about. I mean, you can be cautious and that type of thing, but if an anxiety pill might just give your immune system a little boost that we all need. Thank you so much. Have a good day and stay safe.
Okay. Well, you know, I agree with your proposition, but I don't necessarily agree with the conclusion that we should take an anxiety pill, except for availing ourselves of some of the natural alternatives that I was talking about earlier. Things like, you know, that we discussed with in a great podcast that's very apropos and timely. That's a podcast that we had planned to do a couple of months ago when, you know, we just had our ordinary anxiety about the economy, and the world situation and the presidential election and the heated politics. There was plenty of anxiety to go around even before coronavirus. So we're planning to talk about things like GABA and 5-HTP and SAMe and L-tryptophan and Mucuna, magnesium 3 and 8. These are some of the subjects that we take up in our discussion with Neil Levin in a recent podcast that either we posted or we'll soon post on the subject of natural products for anxiety. The problem when you take conventional anxiety medication, and by the way, I'm not inalterably opposed to conventional medication for anxiety. There's some people just incapacitated by anxiety or depression, and sometimes these medications help. But all too often, it's like throwing darts at the dartboard. We try this medication, then that medication, and, you know, people get an incomplete or negligible response, or they experience a lot of side effects. Taking things like benzodiazepines, Xanax, Valium, Ativan, these things, ultimately, I think, have an immune suppressive effect that may be worse than the anxiety itself. It's been shown that elderly individuals who take these medications are much more prone to falls. They're more prone to dementia. It may well be that long-term use of benzodiazepine medications actually is immune suppressive and puts people at greater risk. One thing for sure is that when you take those medications, it reduces your respiratory drive. In other words, your ability, to fill your lungs and take a deep breath and oxygenate your bloodstream declines, especially if you're old and vulnerable. So, occasional, for some people who really have serious problems, it's nice to have those medications around for real serious instances of anxiety. But chronic use, you end up requiring more and more. If this builds up in your system, it interferes with your general detoxification pathways. And that's really not good. We don't really know. I mean, it's actually an interesting subject for investigation. Will people who take antidepressant medications, which is kind of a lighter, less harmful way to deal with anxiety, will they be prone to infection or not? Will they be at reduced risk of infection? We don't simply know. But I prefer the natural alternatives. Hey, I lost track of the time, Al. Do we have a need for a break, or are we going to? So let's take a break, and when we return, more of your questions on coronavirus. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you didn't get a chance to call during the program, you can use that number, 877-726-8255, to call and record a question, as did this individual.
Hi, welcome. Dr. Hoffman. Love your show. I have a dental appointment April 14th for cleaning x-rays. It's just a regular maintenance appointment. I'm seriously considering at least postponing it, and I wanted your opinion on that, if you think that would be advisable, and how far out you would postpone it if that's what you think I should do. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, and that's a great question. And the answer may already have been given to you, because I think that a very high percentage of dental practices are saying, if you don't have a dental emergency, you needn't come in. In fact, you know, as I walk down the street, you know, when I do make sure that I have a constitutional on a daily basis to get a little exercise here, even amidst ground zero here in New York City, I pass by dental offices and they say closed due to COVID-19. Just closed. They're not even available for emergency procedures, because a dental procedure is a great way to spread the virus, because you get pretty up close and personal with a dental hygienist or a dentist. And with the masks they have, yeah, they're pretty protective, but they're not 100%. And then they go in your mouth, and you cough and you spit, and there's a lot of secretions that can sometimes be aerosolized. And boy, you go in there with a drill, that's a great way to aerosolize your saliva and put it into the atmosphere in a close office setting. So dental procedures, high risk at this time, and especially routine appointment, yeah, I would put it way off if indeed you're permitted to come in, you know. And that may, you know, if you're in New York City, I'm pretty sure they're not going to allow routine dentistry until way into May or perhaps June. So, you know, the other point to make is you're there for a routine cleaning and x-ray. I do not believe in routine x-rays. They like to do them because it's kind of a shorthand to diagnosing problems early. They've got a rationale for it. But we get all too many x-rays in our lives, and dental x-rays are part of the problem. And so what I've done is, unless I have a problem, you know, pain or, you know, some area that is of concern, I say, don't give me those routine x-rays. Just examine me and see if you see any areas that are cavities. Yeah, I know it puts the dentist a little bit of a disadvantage because the x-ray is a better diagnostic technique for spotting cavities early. But I don't want the exposure on a routine basis. So I say, clean, give me an exam. Yes, good dental hygiene is important. And, you know, part of your overall health picture should not be deferred indefinitely. But a couple of months is not going to make a crucial difference in your dental outcomes or your overall health. All right, this item, and, you know, this is also related to a recent podcast that we did with Garth Nicholson about NT factor. And, you know, if you've heard about NT factor and you wonder, is there really some scientific background to that? Boy, will you be impressed by the recitation of facts and research results that he brings to bear in the very, very exciting podcast that we did recently. NT factor, if you don't know what it is, it works on the mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, even in some of the most challenging types of patients, patients with Gulf War syndrome and fibromyalgia. Very, very serious problems can be alleviated when we support the mitochondria. So, you can take Propax. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs plus NT factor. But if you want just NT factor in a concentrated form, there's Healthy Aging. It can become the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support, a pure NT factor, and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor myself for years. I don't go a day without it. And now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find Propax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or check out their newly designed website. It's very user-friendly and informative. Go to ntfactor.com. You can order right off it, ntfactor.com. Okay, we're going to talk about some other aspects of coronavirus, and one of them has to do with allergy. This is a perfect storm for a lot of people because ordinarily this time of year, they're sneezing, they're rubbing their eyes, they're pretty darn uncomfortable, and that is due to pollen. So two problems that creates. One, it's confusing. They may feel lousy, and they may think that they're coming down with coronavirus, but actually they're suffering from bad pollen allergies. The trees are in bloom here in New York. And the other problem is, and I've done some research on this, pollen can actually suppress your nasal immunity. And so it's important to make sure that your nasal hygiene is good. Use a product like Clear Nasal Spray to rinse out your sinuses. Avoid allergic circumstances. Use air purifiers. Use the air conditioning when you're inside. And that way you can reduce your allergic symptoms. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you check out all our resources at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. We'll stay with you and keep you informed during this current coronavirus epidemic. drhoffman.com to become a better and more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Stay safe, folks.